Court appointed is meant to be for entertainment purposes and basic legal information only.
Nothing in this podcast should be considered as legal representation nor legal advice.
Only use the knowledge presented herein to dazzle your friends or possibly win bar trivia. Two Dudes Perspective on Legal Frivolity. I'm your co-host, Mike Meadows. I'm a lawyer and a dude.
And I'm your other co-host, Tommy Smurl. And I am just a one-legged dude.
Ah, you got two good legs.
Almost. That one's healing. I'm on the road.
Well, since Tommy just had his second knee replacement surgery, and now he's officially more machine than man, we're going to do just a little brief update episode today because he's still on the mend. And we'll come back to you next week with a regular full episode. But for this, there's a little update.
I am a cyborg.
So you had your surgery, what, about...
This is Monday, and I had it Monday
last week, so about a week.
Yeah, exactly a week.
Exactly a week.
Yeah.
You sound like Yoda when you say
this that. Time last week, I was just back in my room out of surgery.
So let me ask you a question. During this week... what have you been doing to keep your legal mind limber?
Well, you know me. I'm always exploring and wanting to know more. Inquiring minds want to know.
You do have an inquisitive mind.
That's right. So I'm always looking for it. Of course, I get derisive looks every time I read the newspaper because my wife tells me it's not news, it's olds. Because if it's in the paper the next day, it was on Twitter or Facebook or something yesterday. So you're reading old news. But I read it anyway. I read it cover to cover every day. I also watch Judge Judy.
It's like a,
pretty much every day.
Judge Judy.
And I watch any other kind of, you know, cop show or legal show or anything like that that I can watch.
Well, has Judge Judy dispensed any justice this past week?
Judge Judy is always dispensing justice and wisdom. Should our judicial system have a load of Judge Judys, crime would be on the mend.
So you think we should clone Judge Judy and put her on the bench?
Yes. You should follow all the way she does things. She has complete control. She doesn't take anything off of anybody. And nobody could ever say that she's like prejudiced or anything because she hates everybody.
I'm taking no guff from none of you.
No, she hates everybody equally. It doesn't matter who you are, what you are, or anything else. She doesn't like anybody and she doesn't believe anybody.
So you think she's better than Judge Wapner?
Oh, yeah, much better. Judge Wapner was a nice guy. Judge Judy will cut you down at the knees.
And you know all about getting cut at the knees.
Oh, yeah, I've had my knees, both of them cut. But one specific example stood out in my mind with, you know, one of our regular sponsors is Sleep Number Beds.
Uh-huh.
And she was on there the other day, and they were having a dispute between this lady and this gentleman, said that she had loaned him $1,800 to buy a car, but she had insisted on some type of collateral. So for collateral, he had put up his Sleep Number bed. And so she said, well, that seems fair enough. All right. Well, then what's the problem then? He forfeited on the loan. You keep the bed. She said, well, Your Honor, the bed's gone. So he said, look, I didn't take it. Maybe my boyfriend came and took it, but I didn't take it. So, you know, that she said, well, what do you expect her to go track down your boyfriend? It's up to you. Either give him the bed or give him $1,800.
That's probably their own fault for not properly securing the bed.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess it should have been plugged in because those things are automatic, right?
That's right. They're smart.
Yeah. So they must be plugged in somewhere. They got to have juice.
That's pretty funny.
But it just stood out to me with Sleep Number, you know, being one of our sponsors, that was their collateral, was a Sleep Number bed. Because how many other beds would be worth $1,800?
Not many. This one has your number.
Yeah.
It's even got right. A setting for
snoring. What's your number? $1,800.
It's even got a setting for snoring. It's even got a setting for collateral. Does your bed do that?
And it's got a setting for driving off with your collateral.
Evidently so. Well, I'm glad to see you're on the mend because it makes me happy.
Well, now that has not been the only thing. I have delved deeply into several topics.
Oh, really?
The other night, Mary and I stumbled across this movie. It had Reese Witherspoon and Colin Firth. So we thought, well, it can't be a bad movie with those two in it.
The quality actors.
That's right. So we started watching it, and it was called Devil's Knot. Now, I didn't know what it was about. You know, I read briefly the description, but as it started, it said this was based on true events. That's always more interesting to me when I find that it's based on true events.
Absolutely.
So anyway, it goes into this story about these slayings that happened in 1993 and these three teenagers that were blamed for these murders and that, you know, they were kind of railroaded into it because they were different.
Mm-hmm.
They were gothic, and it was so much like Making a Murderer in. One of the three was a low IQ. He had an IQ of 72.
Mm-hmm.
So they bring him in first, and the police held him, interrogated him, and questioned him for 12 hours without anything being recorded, no representation, no parent, no nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Then at the end of 12 hours, for 45 minutes, they videotaped his confession.
Where did this take place?
In West Memphis.
Oh, okay. I didn't know anything about this.
Yeah, it's a very interesting case. Well, we're watching this movie and all this stuff going on, and I'm thinking, this is unbelievable that this happened. I mean, they railroaded these guys. The only evidence they had on the other two teenagers...
His confession?
Yeah, was that guy's confession. Just like Brandon Dassey and what's his name?
Making a Murder?
Yeah, just like that. It was the only thing. And then the same way that Brandon Dassey didn't testify in his trial because they didn't want to have him in there.
Yeah.
They didn't want to have this guy in with these other two. And so basically they had going on what they called a satanic panic, because you're right in the heart of the Bible Belt.
Mm-hmm.
So all these people were all uptight. No, there's just satanic rituals going on and they're killing animals. And next thing is children. They're going to kill children next. So when these children turned up dead, they started looking around. So here was this goth kid that, you know, claimed to be into Wicca.
Yeah.
Wicca and Satanism to them were the same thing.
Right.
Which it's not. But, so they ended up, they convicted him. The evidence was lousy. I mean, there was no evidence. And there was things that would have exonerated him that they completely passed over and never entered into and the judge excluded.
Was it a documentary as well?
Well, yeah. Here's what happened. While we're watching it, the Colin Firth character goes up and he talks to these guys. He says, hey, how's your documentary coming? And they said, we got some pretty good stuff. So he was asking his question. Well, I asked Mary, I said, when the movie was over, I said, see if that documentary was ever made about that. I'd like to see the real people. So she looks it up. Sure enough, there it is. It's called Paradise Lost.
So basically in the movie, Colin Firth, they have a scene where he asks somebody, how's your documentary coming?
Yeah.
And based upon that, you went to see if there was a documentary.
Yes.
Yeah. That's crazy.
And so sure enough, it was Paradise Lost. And we watched it and it was amazing how well the characters matched up.
Yeah.
And what they did. But seeing the real ones and how it went, it was just amazing. Then they had a Paradise Lost 2 that they did 3 years later,
mm-hmm.
that followed up on it further. And it's just incredible that these kids spent like 25 years in prison before they finally got out. 2011, they were offered a special offered plea,
mm-hmm.
where they were still, their conviction still stood, but they were released. Right. Not on probation, but released.
Right.
And one of them was on death row at one point.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Maybe we should talk about that next episode.
Well, I just gave it all away.
Well, you did, didn't you?
Yeah.
We go more in depth into it, maybe. I don't know.
We could get more facts, or you could go into more of the legal stuff.
The legal stuff. That's what I do.
Yeah.
I'm a lawyer.
I just go for the wow factor.
Yeah. That's pretty wow.
It got my blood boiling, though, when you see that. And I can understand as a parent, you want to see somebody pay for this.
Yeah.
You know, these children were murdered and it was terrible. And maybe just anybody paying for it is good enough, but it would be better if the right people paid for it, if you knew that they got the right people. And not only that, somebody that killed these people were still on the loose.
That's the scarier part.
Yeah. Because
if you have all the circumstantial evidence or really flimsy evidence on somebody, then that means the real killer could still be out there.
That's exactly right.
What did you watch it on? What streaming platform? Was it on Netflix or?
No, we found it on iTunes Movies.
iTunes Movies?
Yeah. Now I think the Devil's Knot, the movie was on either Hulu or Netflix.
Okay.
But the two documentaries were on iTunes Movies.
Maybe I'll go check that out.
You should check it out. It's very interesting.
I will. Well, like I started to say earlier, I'm glad to see that you're on the mend and back. I hope this means that maybe next year during our Thanksgiving turkey football game that you might be able to take a bigger role in it next year.
I don't know. I have two pristine knees. I don't know that I ever want to do anything to damage them again beyond walking around the park or walking in on the beach. I don't know that I'll ever do anything more strenuous than that.
I don't know.
I'm just glad to walk again.
If you're playing football, I'd have to come at you at the knees. I know.
That's why I wouldn't go. I roughed you up too much when you were a youngin'. I wouldn't want to give you a chance to get me back now, and I'm in my decrepit older years.
It's like our flag football game consisted of a tackle, and then you pull the flag out and say, here's your flag.
While the guy's laying on the ground broken and everything, then you pull the flag on him.
Well, thanks for listening to this little abbreviated episode of Court Appointed, and we'll be back to you with a full episode next week.
That's right. And maybe even we might have our outro up to date.
That's true. Who knows?
You never know.
I'm allergic to change. Thanks to everybody for listening, and thanks to MCRB for use of their song, Doctor, Lawyer, Indian Chief.
And thanks to the McElroy Stable of Podcasts for the use of their recording studio. Their podcasts include Mabim Bam, Sawbones, and Still Buffering, as well as many other fine offerings. And please, take the time to rate and review us on iTunes, especially if you liked us. If you didn't, well then, not so much.
You're not supposed to say that.
You always edit that out though, right?
Usually.
Good.
This has been Court Appointed. I'm Mike Meadows, your co-host. I'm a lawyer and a dude.
And I'm your other co-host, Tommy Smurf, and I'm just a dude.
Thanks for listening.